the consent agenda. Please step up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matlicki.
Yes. And then can I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing that proper vouchers have been filed and funds are available?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matlicki.
Abstain. And admin reports. Mike, did you have anything tonight?
Sure, I got a couple things to go over. First would be for this year's DOT road. We actually did get comments back relatively quick from the DOT, clerical items. So we are going to be able to bid that and award at the October meeting on the 14th. So I was looking to set up a bid date on October 9th. Either at 10 or 11 o'clock, I'm going to do another roadway bid opening in an adjoining town. So vice versa, either 10 or 11, you can take your preference, whatever. So we'll have that for Halby. That'll be bid, and we'll award that at the October meeting. And I spoke to the project manager at South State, just an update on the capital improvement project. They completed some concrete work for curbing on Buck Road and on Holly Glen. Some restorations needed. They're going to be there, I believe, on Thursday to clean those items up. And starting next week, they're going to have their equivalent of the vac truck clean out the remaining inlets. They had a couple by hand, and then they're going to do the jetting of the pipes, specifically on Lake Vista Drive. You have almost 1,000 feet of pipe that goes all the way from beginning of the roadway all the way out to the cul-de-sac. So they're going to be there cleaning up and doing that work, and then paving is going to commence on the 22nd. I'm told they're going to start in the area of Cedar, Hoffman, Schoolhouse, then make their way out to the roads on Route 9 and then come back into Belle Plaine. So that's the schedule. I'm adamant about having a schedule on this. I was told I'm going to have it by the end of the week, early next week at the latest, just a bar schedule to show the roads and how they're going to attack each one. And the notices are going to go out to all the residents sometime next week. So
that was the end of this month, you think they're going to start?
They're going to start the week of the 22nd. That's a Monday.
Of September. Okay.
And it should be, they estimate 3 full weeks of paving. Then the paving will be complete. Then the driveway crews will come in, do concrete driveways. If there's an existing concrete driveway, we replace in kind, stone, they'll get an asphalt apron, and then any shoulder restoration, and then we'll do the topsoil restoration. So that'll probably work its way into October. So anticipate 90%, 99% of the project being completed by October. And then obviously we'll have any punch list items, you know, mailboxes or things that, you know, may be damaged during the course of construction. We'll have a list, and then make that part of the punch list and, you know, get the project closed out. So
you get that bar graph to Jess when you receive it?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And then however you want to, if you want to disseminate that, I mean, that's your call. And I would just advise it's a tentative schedule because, I mean, with contractors, you have a plan at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then in the morning. Yeah. That
weather and...
Yeah.
You can put that on there when you notice everybody that's subject to change.
I mean, I really hope that they're out of here by Halloween at the latest because... It gets hectic back there in Hoffman. And
at least they're starting there.
Yeah.
So I was told they didn't want to come in. I mean, I don't know if this is an excuse or not, but what they told me is that they, once the paver's here, they want to do all the roads because they had an opportunity. Like Gracetown would have been an example. That's pretty much isolated. They could have come in and knocked that out in a week, but they told me that they just want to stay. Once their paver's here, they want to stay in the township and take care of everything. So,
cool.
Do you have a preference on Halby bid? You want 11 o'clock, later one?
Just sometimes, you know, the FedEx guys and stuff like that don't get you until noon or so.
So we'll take the 11 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
Sure,
probably
11 o'clock on the 9th.
Jess, did you have anything? Jackie?
I don't think so. Halloween, I'm still waiting for the permit from the state. I think that maybe they forgot about us, so we're going to make a phone call.
Okay.
Because I want to get it out to our vendors as fast as we can, but I don't like to put it out before we have a permit in hand, just in case. So we'll follow up with that and hopefully have something out to our vendors soon.
Cool.
Any news on the town centers, by the way? Approval of the town centers?
I can reach out to Randy. He hasn't reached out to me directly or given me any sort of update on that, where that stands.
I spoke with him the other day. He was going to call, as of like 3 days ago, 4 days ago. He was going to reach out to that guy again because we're still waiting.
Okay.
All right. Motion to approve the admin reports.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Turner.
Yes.
Mr. Matalucci.
Yes. And next up, we have general public comments. Anybody wishing to address committee on any issue, please step up to the... Well, we don't have a microphone. You can step up to the table or the microphone stand.
No?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Next up, committee comments. Frank?
Nothing this evening, thank you.
Scott?
I don't have anything either.
Nor do I. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.